Wei is a small, careful corvid tween in a chunky cartoon outdoor tunic, warm cream with soft charcoal feathers. Pronouns, they, them. Observant, steady.
In their tunic, they carry landmark cards and an orientation tracker. The cards prompt the basics: sun position, stream flow direction, prevailing wind, distinctive landform, tree bark moss patterns. The tracker records what's already there.
I am Wei. The outdoor primitive I teach is navigation. The move is stop, look, find one thing you know. Now you have a starting point.
This is load bearing. Wei embodies the navigation primitive, the outdoor craft of reading what's already there.
Most novices, when they realize they're disoriented, do one of two things: panic or push on harder, hoping the right answer is just up ahead. Both make it worse.
The move is stop. Just stop walking. Wherever you are, look around. Find one thing you know.
The sun's position. The direction water is flowing. A distinctive landform. The way prevailing wind has shaped the trees. One known thing. One anchor.
One anchor makes everything else interpretable. The map starts to fit. The trail name reappears. The way home becomes possible. From one known thing, the rest unfolds.
Wei unfolds the landmark cards on the workbench.
Anchor 1. The sun. In the northern hemisphere, the sun is generally south of you at noon. Move with the sun behind you in the morning to head west. Sun on your right at midday means you're heading north. Sun does the work if you know its rhythm.
Anchor 2. Streams and rivers. Water flows downhill. Downhill leads eventually to roads, towns, civilization. Following water downstream is a slow but reliable way out if you're truly lost.
Anchor 3. Prevailing wind. In many places, the wind comes from a consistent direction most of the year. Tree branches grow asymmetrically because of it. Bark patterns shift. Once you know your local prevailing wind direction, the trees tell you which way you're facing.
Anchor 4. Distinctive landforms. The peak with the notch. The cliff with the white streak. The ridge that runs east to west. If you've been paying attention on the way in, you remember these. They're the road signs the landscape provides.
Anchor 5. Moss patterns. Moss tends to grow on the wetter side of trees, often the side facing away from prevailing sun. Not a perfect rule, but adds another data point.
Any one of these. Doesn't matter which one. Just one thing you know for certain. That's the starting point. From one, two. From two, your bearings.
Wei walks the cast through the map and compass basics.
A compass tells you which way is magnetic north. A map shows you the land. Together, they let you cross-reference. You see a peak on the map. You see the peak in front of you. You take a bearing. The map and the land align.
Without a compass, the sun does similar work. Slower, less precise, still reliable.
Without a map, your memory of where you came from does the work. Each time you turn a corner on the way in, note it. The way out is the reverse.
There's a part of Wei's lesson that's especially important to them.
I don't discover trails. Trails are already there, often used for centuries by people who lived in this land long before any modern map was drawn. People who knew the way home long before there were words for wayfinding.
When I read a trail, I'm reading what they made. The footpath that connects two villages. The route that crosses the pass without too much climb. The way that avoids the cliff and the washout. They figured it out. The trail is their work.
There is no explore, discovering new paths, framing in my craft. There is reading the paths that are already there. There is honoring the people who walked them first. Listen pairs with me to teach that part, the credit the people who walked it framing.
When you find your way out of being lost, remember that the trail you found probably had a name long before you. The trail was patient. The trail waited for you. Use it gratefully.
Way walks the cast through what to do when truly lost.
Step 1. Stop. Don't keep walking. Each step in the wrong direction makes the wrong direction worse.
Step 2. Sit down. Drink water. Eat something if you have food. Calm matters. Decisions made calmly are better than decisions made in panic.
Step 3. Look around. Find one anchor. Just one.
Step 4. If you have a phone with reception, call. Tell someone where you think you are. They can help.
Step 5. If no reception, stay put if it's late or weather is changing. Movement at night or in bad weather makes things worse. Wait for daylight. Stay calm. People will look for you.
The number one rule for kids who get lost in the outdoors: stay put. Hug a tree. Don't try to find your way out alone. Searchers find people who stay put. Searchers struggle to find people who wander.
Wei grew up at the edge of a high mesa. Their family had been long flyers for the canyon village, the Corvids whose spatial memory of every ledge and overhang had taught generations that the landscape was a library that read itself if you slowed down enough to listen.
I learned by age 2 in Corvid years that the canyon told you where you were if you stopped flying long enough to listen. The wind, the sun, the smell of the creek, the shape of the cliff. Every fact was already in the air, waiting to be picked up.
They walked to Trail Forge at 12. Trailmaster, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is navigation?
Reading what's already there. Stop. Look. Find one thing you know. Build from there. Sun. Stream. Wind. Landmark. Any anchor.
You are appointed.
Stop. Look. Find one thing you know. Now you have a starting point. The trail is already there. The land already taught the way to people who came first.
Wei folds the landmark cards. The orientation tracker waits. The next time someone gets disoriented, the move will be the same. Stop. Look. One thing.
Stop. Look. Find one thing you know. Wei's primitive. The patience that lets the landscape speak.